This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump has sparked a new political fight with American Jews by suggesting they show great disloyalty by voting for opposition Democrats. U.S. Jews for decades have overwhelmingly voted for Democratic presidential candidates over their Republican challengers, including Mr. Trump, even as he won the presidency in 2016. But Trump Tuesday attacked Jewish people who vote for Democrats, saying they are showing either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty. As the group of seven summit leaders prepare to meet this weekend, U.S. President Trump is calling for Russia to be welcomed back into the group. Moscow was booted from it over its unilateral 2014 annexation of the peninsula, which did not, the Crimean Peninsula, which did not seem to matter much to Mr. Trump when he made the statement on Wednesday. The White House says that Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron agreed that Russia should be invited to the 2020 G7 meeting when Mr. Trump is hosting it in the United States. President Trump says he canceled a planned trip to Denmark because he didn't like the way the Danish prime minister described the suggestion of the United States buying Greenland. As VOA's Steve Herman reports, Trump said he felt Danish prime minister characterizing the idea as absurd was an insult to the United States.
Speaking to reporters on the White House South Lawn, President Trump said he did not like having his idea to buy Greenland being called absurd by Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen.
She's talking to the United States of America. You don't talk to the United States that way, at least unto me.
Trump had planned to visit Denmark early next month, flying there from Poland. He had been formally invited by the Danish Queen. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
And this is VOA News. In a move almost certain to trigger a new court fight, the Department of Homeland Security is moving to end a long-standing federal court agreement that limits how long immigrant children can be kept in detention. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan says removing the 20-day limit on family detention would close a loophole that he says encourages people to cross the border illegally.
The new rule will protect children by reducing incentives for adults, including human smugglers, to exploit minors in the dangerous journey to our border, using them to beat the system and be released into the United States.
But Clara Long of Human Rights Watch says the administration has
provided no evidence that detaining children indefinitely will change the calculations that people who are fleeing for their lives are making.
And she warns that prolonged detention can traumatize children. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The UN humanitarian operation in Yemen is rapidly running out of money and will soon have to reduce food rations to 12 million people and shutter life-saving programs if donors do not make good on pledges. Only three of the UN's 34 major humanitarian programs in Yemen are funded for this year. The UN Secretary General will travel to the epicenter of Ebola outbreaks in the Democratic Republic of Congo next week. VOA's Margaret Bashir.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres plans to visit the country for 3 days, arriving August 31st. His spokesman, Stéphane Dujarric, told reporters that Guterres wants to assess the situation and mobilize additional support for the response.
In the province of North Kivu, he is scheduled to meet with Ebola survivors and health workers during a visit to an Ebola treatment center.
He will also meet with Congolese President Félix Tshisekedi in the capital, Kinshasa. In July, the WHO declared the Ebola outbreak to be a public health emergency of international concern. The majority of cases have been concentrated in North Kivu and Ituri provinces in the country's northeast, but cases have emerged in other parts of the country. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
China confirmed Wednesday that a local employee of Britain's Hong Kong consulate has been held under a 15-day administrative detention because of allegations of violating local laws. The 28-year-old staffer, Simon Ching, was allegedly arrested by police on the night of August 8th while traveling back from a U.S. trip to the neighboring city. His family said in a Facebook post hours before China's official confirmation, his girlfriend told Hong Kong media that the last text message she received from him was that after getting off the high-speed rail, he was going through the customs at the West Terminus. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The Voice of the